T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything. She loves to move.
All right, for our rejoin music throughout the afternoon, nothing but warm weather, sunny kind of songs. I can't deal with this.
Yesterday, and this is just round one.
Yesterday, I came to work in the flip-flops, and today I went, honest to God, I live 3 miles away. It took me 20 minutes to get to work from 3 miles away. The average speed was 10.
It's bad. It's bad.
Hey, winter, go home. You're drunk.
Someone just said on the text line, we've had way worse winters than this. I'm like, I only care about the hell that we're trapped in right now.
Mm-hmm. You sound terrible.
I feel great. I don't know what's going on. I woke up this morning. Chris wasn't home. I didn't have anyone to talk to. And then he came back and I opened my mouth and there's nothing there. I think I got the Elton John hangover.
Oh, by the way, speaking of concerts, the Blake Shelton concert at the Sprint Center is still going on as scheduled.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. Is that tonight?
And it's tonight. So everybody's been freaking out about it, obviously, with the weather the way it is right now. Whether or not they would cancel it, it is still on.
Blake Shelton isn't scared of a little snow?
Exactly. Mm-mm. He could plow it with his tractor, you know.
Someone just wrote in, if the idiots would stay off the road, it'd be fine. True story, on my way in, I have great tires on my car. I'm not worried about me. My car can handle the snow. It's the right wheel drive. I don't know which one that is, but the one you're supposed to have is the one I have. So I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about every other one of these people around me. Because there was this, God bless him, I assume older man in a Buick, because that's just how those two go together. And he was just getting a little too close. And I'm like, back off, old man in a Buick. It's never me I worry about. It's everybody else.
Mm-hmm. I was coming up I-35 this morning, and when you would go underneath the bridges, like all of the snow would be kind of floating there.
Yes.
It was the weirdest thing. And it, like, the first time I did it, I was like, I don't know what's happening. And then it was like, oh, it's okay. But it freaked me out.
You do sound terrible.
I know, but I feel great.
Well, Blake Shelton, here's one for you. Give me my audio. No, not that
on
audience.
The cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird, and then he was gone. Some beach. Somewhere.
Yeah, this weather sucks.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I'll tell you this. We're going to talk to Brian Busby here in a few minutes. They nailed it. You got to give credit where credit is due. They said it would start at 9 o'clock. I was walking out my front door at 8:50 this morning, and I saw my first snowflake. She was a KU student. I said hi.
I was really hoping they were going to be wrong about this one.
I don't think they are.
No.
Look at the traffic on Shawnee Mission Parkway. It's going like 20 miles an hour.
Just stay home if you can.
Yes.
That's the best thing to do.
Really?
Yes.
I think that's a good idea.
Stay home and gargle some salt water. Do not smoke. I sound like the Yul Brynner ad.
No, you don't. You know who you sound like?
No, I don't want to hear that woman. Please do not play that woman. But it does sound like I've got something going on down there. Now I'm freaking out. Do I need to go to the doctor?
Have you been smoking lately?
No, I have not.
Okay. Because you sound like a certain woman from a certain
TV
commercial.
No, I promise. Please don't play that ad. No! Stop it!
Then you're having me to mine.
Scott Parks!
What, dude?
Stop it.
Anyone to mine?
Stop it.
Okay, I'm I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that.
You should not.
That was
There's
rude.
Nothing funny about
there is nothing
smoking
funny.
For 60 years and then dying
you
from it.
You sound like her.
I'm aware.
I was thinking she sounds more like Edna.
File your paperwork last night.
Oh, that darn paperwork. Wouldn't it be easier if it all just blew away?
Don't let it happen again.
Yes, well, I'll try to be less careful.
Don't let it happen again.
That's awesome.
You're Edna from Monster Inc.
Somebody points out that you sound like somebody who used to work down the hall that doesn't work down the hall anymore and got another job.
Okay, I don't smoke, ever.
You sound like her.
Well, I don't. It's just...
okay.
What's funny is I feel great.
You look great.
I worked out today, played some piano.
Did you try to get swole and everything?
I'm getting all swole. Is that what they call it now?
Yeah.
Oh, great. That's great. Yeah, now you know me. If I'm sick, who's here? Not me.
Not you. Michael Mackey.
I'm telling you, when I'm sick, you'll know it because I won't be here.
Well, you look great.
Thank you. I feel good.
You sound horrible. I'm just being honest with you.
I'm going to do a lot of this today. I'm going to be very agreeable to everything you say.
Okay. Then watch what you don't want to participate?
Okay.
Watch what I do.
Okay.
Trump earlier this afternoon declared a national emergency for money for a border wall.
No.
Do you think that's the right decision or not? Chime in at 576-7798. 576-7798.
We're not talking.
President Trump earlier today announced that he was going to get $8 billion for a border wall. 576-7798. You said all you're going to do is sit over there and say, Do you want to participate now?
Yes, I'm going to participate. Not talking about that.
Abortion, good or bad, 576-7798.
Good Lord, I'd rather talk about the snow.
Jesus Christ, a prophet or truly the Son of God, 576-7798.
You know, one day, because we ought to do like the top five most offensive radio topics we could possibly do. Not today.
Should the government take your guns, 576-7798.
Well, is it a national emergency? I don't know.
Is climate change real? And what's the difference between weather and climate? 576-7798.
Let's not do that.
Do you want to participate in the show?
I will participate.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Sort of. At some point today, can we talk about the woman who died in Illinois in the hot tub? Because I just saw the story and I need to talk about it.
Illinois woman that died in a hot tub.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Husband and wife are in their hot tub, okay?
Okay.
Just relaxing and doing the deal. They have surveillance on their home, so this is all caught on tape. They're drinking.
Really?
Well, I think this is going to have something to do with this. They're drinking, and her name's Laura Huska, started like kind of struggling to try to get out.
You sound like you've got Huska.
Okay.
Okay.
She starts struggling to try and get out. The husband first tries to help her out of the water. Then he closes the lid.
What? On her?
Then he closes the lid.
Is she still in the tub?
Yes. Now, I don't own a hot tub, but help me out here. How much space is there in between the lid and the water?
4 or 5 inches.
Would any normal human being, even mildly intoxicated, be able just to stand up? Why wouldn't you just stand up in the tub?
Why couldn't you force the lid off?
And the lid would come off.
Does it lock?
NBC is reporting that investigators who reviewed video from the home's outdoor security system saw that Laura had become distressed. Her husband first tried to help her. Then he partially closed the lid and left.
Oh, my.
She died.
Oh, my. There's another story out of Illinois that I want to talk about today, by the way.
I knew it. I knew it when I saw this last night.
The Empire cast member?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick, Rod Babcock is joining us on the hotline because he's not joining us in studio. Hello, Rod.
Drunk in hot tub mix. Okay, I was taking some notes here. Hold on. Okay, some crazy lady on the radio, like, talks like this. just said you shouldn't go out and drive right now. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it all the way into work.
You better get your ass to work.
I'm on Metcalf, and there's a really scary lady on the radio going like this. It is really, really slow going.
Well, be careful, and don't smoke.
I pulled out of my house, and I got stuck in, I wouldn't even call it a ditch, like the little rut on the side of the road. My car slid into it. It took me 20 minutes with a shovel to get it out of the stupid rut.
So you're actually in a rut?
No. Well, I was. I was stuck in that rut. But now I'm driving on, I've almost gotten up to 20 miles an hour. I'm excited about it.
All right. Get to work, my friend. 576-7798. We'll visit with Brian Busby in just a moment here on KMBZ.
You've heard us bragging about brooklinen.com. Do you know there are 500,000 happy sleepers and counting right now on brooklinen.com sheets? We started sleeping better the second those sheets came to our door. Chris loves them. I love them. Scott, I know you love your set too.
Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we have ever slept on, and now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KMBZ at Brooklinen.com. In fact, they're so confident in their products, all their sheets, all their comforters, all their towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code KMBZ. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever. Hey, there's a lot of slip sliding going on this afternoon. You can understand that and just be safe. Drive as safely as you possibly can. But if you do find yourself in an accident, whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, remember the name Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, because they are the best in the business. When it comes time to get your car fixed, you're going to want to take it to somebody you know you can trust. That is Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, where the work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855, or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you. KMBZ Traffic, here is Jay Edwards.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be serving like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies.
All right, just be careful out there, gang. We're all going to get out of here alive.
A bushy, bushy blonde hair.
I promise. Let's go to the hotline, though, and bring in good friend of the program, Channel 9 Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby. Hello, Brian.
Hello there, Scott. How are you?
Make it stop.
Yeah, please.
You know, if I had the power.
Please, Uncle Brian, make it stop.
If I had the power, first of all, I'd pick up a collection. And then if it didn't happen, it's like, well, I tried. So anyway, no, it's as we just said or just heard, the back edges within sight is not going to be as heavy as it was. I mean, at noon, it was just ridiculous. It was just ridiculous. No other word for it. It was just crazy.
So how long is it going to last?
I still think another hour to hour and a half of snow. Now, again, the heaviest will probably be gone within the next hour, but it'll still be snowing, maybe not as much accumulation and certainly not with the sort of limited visibilities we had to put up with for the morning and the afternoon hours, but all this stuff should clear out by 5 or 6.
Okay, I want to know, what is the latest we've ever had to deal with this?
Snow?
Sustained snow. Sustained snow and cold. When is it, you know, generally, when are we out of the woods?
Remember, was it about a few years ago when a Royals game was snowed out and it was some accumulation? That was in May.
That's right.
So they're only 4 months climatologically that Kansas City has never seen snow. That would be June, July, August, and September, as early as October and as late as May. But as far as accumulating snows that are, like, paralyzing, you know, I think once you get through late March or early April, that's when you usually start to turn the corner.
Is there more coming on the back end of this or not?
Not really. It's going to be lighter in what I said last night on the air is this is the big one, and then the one that we're talking about tomorrow evening will be more of a rain, sleet, snow mix. Won't be as heavy because it's not as strong. It's right on the heels of this one, so it can't mature. And then the one on Tuesday also looks like minor league as opposed to what we're dealing with right now. Just because they are coming in so quickly one after the other.
Do you have any totals from around the Kansas City Metro?
Yeah, let's see here now. Parkville, 5 inches of snow. Overland Park, 4.5. Blue Springs, 4. Grandview, 4. So it seems to be in that 4 to 6 inch range. I haven't seen a 6 yet, but this is a powdery snow, as you know. It's not that fluffy. It's just kind of falling. Not really blowing around, and that's a good thing, just because the winds aren't that strong. But, man, those visibilities are just cut down because it's coming down so quick.
All right. Hey, Brian, thank you for the update, man. Always good to
talk
to you.
Safe travels to everybody.
All right. Same to you, brother. Be good. Telephone number here if you want to weigh in and maybe have a road update or a condition you can give us. Let us know what you've got in your neighborhood. Dan Weinbaum did the old take the ruler outside trick, 4.5 here at the radio station, I think it was. But if you're driving around, just looking at Shawnee Mission Parkway, it looks like speeds are at 20 miles an hour. Nobody's going anywhere fast today. Took me 20 minutes to get to the radio station. I live 3 miles away.
You know, the good thing is most of the schools were out anyway for a long President's Day, 4-day weekend kind of thing. So my kids are home today. They will be home Monday. So they're not missing any more school. At this rate, Scott, they are going past. These school districts are looking now at going past
the drop dead date.
Labor Day.
Yeah. No, excuse me?
Memorial Day. Which one is it?
Memorial Day.
Which is crazy. We got an email. Have you gotten this email?
They could end up going to school through Labor Day. But no, I have not gotten an email
yet.
Okay,
so we did. And districts are scrambling to figure out how to nickel and dime time to the days to make up the days. Because the state has a minimum number of days those butts have to be in seats, okay? And if you don't hit those days, they can lose funding. So our email basically said, we're going to start adding time to the day so that we can, in totality, make up one full day, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here.
I understand. Why not, and I'm just spitballing here, Monday they're off for President's Day, right?
Yes.
Why not just say, screw that, nobody wants to, because a lot of families
go on vacation.
Like Shonda is planning to take the kids on Sarah's senior trip right after the end of the school year.
Correct.
They did not build in on this trip plan for going to school extra.
Right.
So, and I think a lot of families have done that. Why not just send out a memo saying, hey, gang, hey, we all love Lincoln. We all love Washington. Get your ass to school on Monday.
A lot of districts have done that. They've canceled President's Day.
Have they?
Some have, however.
It's not a real holiday.
Someone told me, who's in education for a long time, that some of those days are union-negotiated teacher days off.
Well, fine.
And you cannot yank those back.
Well, would the
per
teachers
the contract.
Would the teachers prefer to give up days in their summer vacation?
I agree.
I would bet they would not.
I agree.
I would give up a February day and get back a May or June day,
but Scott,
any day of the
if
week.
If you make kids come 10 minutes early and stay 10 minutes later, you've made up your time. And no one has to give up a President's Day.
Well, where does the union come in on that?
I don't know. I'd rather have that than be going to school in July.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Caremark.
The Missouri Highway Patrol responding to dozens of crashes during this snowstorm. We'll have more next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want affordability, and especially on days like today, you want safety. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that's a rating well-earned. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. And if it's gadgets and options you like, we all do, Kia has more for the money. They've made some incredible upgrades on the Kia over the past 5-6 years. More bang for your buck. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. I'm driving the Subaru Forester now. What a safe drive, slow but safe drive to work I had today. I didn't worry one bit. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
.231 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. The Highway Patrol calling in all available resources as crashes spiked today between 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock. They received 155 calls for service. Of those, 67 were slide-offs and 11 were crashes, and at least one deadly wreck on I-70 at Oak Grove. That crash involved 15 vehicles. Another crash reported on I-49 right now northbound near Peculiar, a six-car pileup there. The highway is shut down again, I-49 northbound. Plow drivers are on 12-hour shifts all over the metro as they try to clear the streets. In Overland Park, spokeswoman Meg Ralph says they pre-treated the roads and have ordered more salt to keep up with the demands.
We've had a lot of weather events, so it's been a challenge, but we're holding steady and doing all right, and just hoping that this winter ends sooner rather than later.
We'll get another check of traffic and weather together next. KMBZ Traffic and Weather together. Here's Jay Edwards.
The snow is a-flying here in Kansas City. We continue the winter weather advisory from the National Weather Service. A good 2 to 4 inches of snow, locally more a possibility. This will be lasting through the evening time. And then gradual clearing for tonight. Another system drawing in a chance for light snow mixing with freezing rain or freezing drizzle by Saturday evening. Highs for today staying in the teens, the overnight low near 10 degrees, and our Saturday high into the upper 20s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
It is 14 right now at KCI, looking at 15 in Blue Springs, 16 degrees at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle.
I will get to your calls if you guys want to phone in and give us a road condition or something, or let us know what the weather is like. We do have one real quick request. I'll just do one or two or three maybe. He said, I'm in the car with my wife. She has never heard this show before.
What?
Never heard the show before. Don't be surprised. It's okay.
I normally don't sound like this. Tell her that.
Dana does not normally sound like that. In fact, I'm going to give you an example of what she normally sounds like because he requested just a couple of Dana-isms.
Oh, okay, good.
And I thought we could throw him a couple of Dana-isms.
Why not?
For his wife, who's new to the show, and she's dying to hear them. Here we go.
I need the bottom part to be bigger. So I'm yelling more, harder, and I go, oh, my God, that feels good, because it hurt. It doesn't last very long. Hey, Dana right here for... Look at it! It's huge! It is hard. I feel something in my loins.
Okay.
Both in my mouth. Well, I don't know. I don't go looking at ball players' wives. I don't go looking at ball players. I'm not that chick on 41. Howdy, doody. Someone give me some wood. And it just goes in there. It doesn't. You have to push it and shove it and kick it. It was very exciting for me. Please do not come up and yank on that thing. Hard. You know, it's like a mower. It's got that cranky, wanky thing on it.
Yeah.
Stick your butt up against it put your legs up in the air.
One more.
What if I blow into this and then scratch on it? What's that even about?
I don't even
remember it. Hey, I know what a beaver looks like. No, the pull the thing out gently is every single time you put gas in your car.
Right.
You have to pull on that thing. Because if there's a scammer, skimmer...
Nobody cares.
I do.
Nobody cares.
I want to explain all of them.
Nobody cares what you really meant. It's what it sounds like you meant.
You know I don't understand ahead and behind. You know what it did? It blew it all over my face.
You know why?
It blew all over me. It was everywhere. I don't think it's a foot, but it's, you know, wouldn't you guess 7 inches, something like that? Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
God.
I'm done. We haven't done those in a long time.
It has been a long time.
They are so much fun. Mark on line 4. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's going on? Hi, Dana. You sound great.
Hi, Mark.
I just wanted to let you guys know that I left downtown. I live in KCK, and I work in Belton. I left my house at 1230, and I'm just now getting to 155th Street in Belton. It's slow going, and 49, you can actually see pavement now, but everybody's still going slow, which is fine.
All right. Is the snow still coming down or no?
It's light out here now.
Okay. Hey, be safe, brother, all right?
You know it. Y'all be good.
Y'all
you
be
too,
good.
Mark.
All right, man.
A girlfriend just texted me and said, am I crazy if I try to make it to the airport? I go, oh, honey. I said, what time's your flight? 5 o'clock.
Well, you better get going.
You better get going and drive slowly.
576-7798. We'll take them cold. Line one, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Chris in Leawood.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Where are you driving?
I'm on Bannister right now. I came down state line, and I was going to go eastbound on 435, and it looked like a parking lot, so I thought I'd go up state line and then cut over on Bannister. And Bannister is like, it's just eastbound. It's just a parking lot, you guys.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
You don't know who this is, do you?
No.
It's your husband.
Oh, my gosh!
That's kind of awkward for her, Chris.
Yeah, boy, how do you think I feel?
We took it cold!
Yeah, I know you did.
Oh, I know you now. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is this Chris Katz?
Really awkward, Scott, isn't it?
It's a really awkward moment for you, my friend.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, Bannister threw me off. Why would you be on Bannister?
Because I came down state line and I saw that 435 eastbound was a parking lot. So
yeah, that's too many roads.
Yeah. So
I understand this is a bad day for you right now, Chris.
Oh, you have no idea. Yeah, no, it just got worse.
I mean,
you know, I don't pay attention to the people who talk on this show.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep trying to dig yourself out of this one, honey.
It's like digging out of a snowstorm, isn't it?
Are we on Bluetooth? I think that's why.
No, that's got nothing to do with
it. The old Bluetooth.
You know, and I bought you this really fancy, expensive set of headphones for Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, she's, that, you know, by the way, Chris, she's wearing them right now, as a matter of fact.
Well, you know, thinking that she might become more engaged in the show.
Right.
Because, you know, she could, but apparently not.
Are you sick? You sound a little, like your voice is a little, I don't know.
Like you have room to talk?
No, I see. You know what? It's funny. If you're thinking eastbound Bannister is your way around eastbound 435 because it's a parking lot, no. Because nobody can get up the hill. I'm just looking at it right now. That's the problem.
From the text line, Mr. Katz, if I may.
Yes.
Everyone in Kansas City knew who that was except your
me.
Wife.
Yeah.
Now, what you should have said is longtime listener, first time caller.
But that wouldn't have been accurate, though.
And if anything, you're accurate.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to be truthful. You know,
that's right.
What I said, Chris and Leawood.
Babe,
you know?
We got a two for today because Busby called in last hour.
He did. No, he called in 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes ago, yeah.
Yeah, and he's right. He did say it was Chris and Leawood.
Well, so. That is who you are. I mean, you are Chris and Leawood.
He's your husband.
You weren't even on the air last hour.
That's a good point, Rod. Busby called in last hour, but we weren't on the air, but somehow miraculously talked to him last hour on the air when we weren't on it.
Maybe I am sick.
Just amazing. Yeah, just amazing. Well, listen, I just, you know, thought I'd check in.
Okay, buddy. Hey, go read me my news tonight because I know I can trust you and that every word out of your mouth I know is the truth.
I'm hoping I can get there. That's all.
No, I love you. Thank you for my flowers.
All right, later.
Okay. Oh, he's mad. He's mad. I heard it. Okay.
Chris in Leawood.
Wow.
Go ahead, Chris.
Wait. He said, no, you said.
Thank you for my flowers.
No, you said, I drive safely. I love you. Thank you for my flowers.
Later. I didn't think it sounded that much like him at the beginning of the call.
I kind of did.
Like Chris in Leawood. Who could that be? You should have said Chris with a K in Leawood, the guy you married. I'd be like, oh, hey, what's up?
God, have you been drinking?
What up? No.
Are you high?
No.
That sounded like Ketz like the second he got on the air.
Did you know it the second he got
I had
the air?
A very strong suspicion.
You did not, or you would have said, is this the man that reads me my news?
No, because you were like, okay, well, thanks.
Thanks for the call. We need to go back and listen to that, actually, because I just wasn't paying attention at all.
You need to focus.
No.
I think I dismissed him. Thanks for the call, Chris and Leewood. You were the one that wrapped it up. Yes, you did. You said, okay, buddy, be careful out there. Thanks. You wrapped the call up. It wasn't me.
Line one, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you guys, 63rd Street from Warnold to Raytown is bumper to bumper. So far, I have not seen anybody actually in wrecks, but it's bumper to bumper, and it's pretty treacherous. Every one of these hills, I'm just praying the whole way up.
Do we know each other in any way?
No.
Okay. You're sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Positive.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call.
Other than I hear you on the radio.
Is your name Danielle? No.
But before I dismiss anyone now, I'm going to be like, are we married?
No, my name is Cheryl, and okay. I'm trying to get home. I've got one more hill, and I don't know if I'm going to get up because people are stopping halfway up.
Oh, no.
Well, be very careful. We mean that.
And, you know, if people – there's two lanes, but if people would just use one lane and just go right down the middle and give everybody room, we'd be fine. But when you've got two cars side by side really tight and one starts sliding, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
Cheryl, thank you for the call, and I'm glad you brought it up, Scott. On my way in, Shawnee Mission Parkway was cleared in one lane. And I understand what she's talking about. I don't know what police prefer you do, but a lot of these roads are cleared in one spot. The whole four lanes are not cleared.
Yeah, take the one lane.
You're supposed to take the one lane, right?
Yes.
I did, and I was behind a guy driving a Buick going about 9 miles an hour, and I stayed behind him. I thought, you know what? I'm not going to go around him. This is a one-lane show today.
Telephone number is 576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ. Hey, you're going to get a great shave at an unbelievably fair price with Harrys.com. Scott, how do you know? I know because I've been a customer of Harry's for years. Join me and the 10 million other men across America who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use Parks when you check out at Harrys.com. You know, their founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned, so they bought their own factory in Germany and decided to make razors the way they were supposed to be made. Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 a piece. That is half the price of the competitors. If you don't love your shave for whatever reason, they offer a 100% quality guarantee and a full refund. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of Dana and Parks. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code word Parks at Harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foamy shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code word Parks at Harrys.com. So go to Harrys.com today. Use the code word Parks at checkout and claim your offer. Make sure you let them know Scott Parks sent you and help support the show. KMZ Traffic, here is Jay Edwards. Here comes the sun. Line one, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Chris in Leewood.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Where are you driving?
I'm on Bannister right now. I came down State Line, and I was going to go eastbound on 435, and it looked like a parking lot, so I thought I'd go up State Line and then cut over on Bannister. And Bannister is like, it's just eastbound. It's just a parking lot, you guys.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
You don't know who this is, do you?
No.
It's your husband.
Oh, my gosh! You were getting rid of that call. You just said, all right, my friend.
All right, my friend.
No, you did not know who that was
either. All right, my friend. I'm not married to him. I don't have sex with him or sleep in the same bed with him. So don't go reading me the riot act and getting all holier than thou.
You were going to hang up on him.
You know what I don't do to the lips that were talking through us to us on the phone?
What?
I don't kiss them.
Oh, goodness.
Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Hey. How you doing, guys?
Doing well. Kay. Thank you, my friend.
I'm on I-29 South, and it is all clear out of Sioux City, Iowa, all the way to Nebraska City. So I don't know what I'm heading to Kansas City. I don't know what I'm looking forward to.
But you're coming into White Death.
White Death.
It's White Death. That's great. What it is. Be careful.
I will.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Be safe, man. Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana. Dana, I hope your voice feels better.
Thank you so much.
Love you guys. Thanks. Love our show.
Thank you.
It took me about 40 minutes to get off work. I was traveling on College Boulevard, and please do me a favor and thank Jay Edwards, because when he said there was clearing on K-10, there, it is so beautiful to see pavement. I am now on K-10.
Yeah.
And you're seeing pavement now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm staying in the right lane.
Good. Be careful.
All right, man. Kelly in Shawnee. Kelly, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. Where are you?
Just made it home from KCK, and I drove 435 South. Lots of cars off the road. It took me about at least double the time to get home.
It did.
And see, the strange thing is, I know who this is. Yes, I do, Kelly in Shawnee. I do know when my significant other calls into the radio program.
You don't know that that's her.
Yes, I do.
Well, that backfired. Thank you for calling, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Okay, I love you.
Love you too.
Goodbye.
Oh my God, that totally just blew up in my face. I'm like, call in. He'll never know it's you. Call in. She's like, okay.
Oh, you did?
Yes! Damn it! You weren't supposed to know who she was.
Well, I recognize the sound of somebody that I sleep in bed with. Lewis on line 4.
I should have told her to disguise her voice.
Lewis, hello.
Hi, Lewis. Go ahead.
Lewis once.
Lewis.
Okay, Lewis, you're gone. Line 1, hello, what's up? You're on the air.
Oh, I was just calling. I just came from Green Valley out, I guess, the southeast towards Holden, and 50 Highway is beautiful, all the way from Lone Jack going east. One lane completely clear, got a little hairy. Oh, maybe Powell Gardens, but other than that, we were doing like 60 miles an hour.
Good.
So, you it was good.
Yeah, when you saw the map this morning, and I mentioned this earlier in the hour, credit to the local meteorologist who nailed it almost to the minute. They were saying it would start at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I saw the first little snowflake fall out of the sky at 8:45 this morning. So that's pretty darn close. But the map that they were showing literally went from like Leavenworth to the northwest down to Harrisonville and Belton to the southeast. And it's a skinny little swath where, I hate that word, but whatever, it kind of works, I guess, where this snow is going to fall. And so when you get a guy calling in saying, hey, I was in Sioux City, I'm driving to Nebraska City, we're getting nothing, that's because this storm is...
That's called lucky. You're very lucky.
Well, it's but the storm system is really skinny. It runs about 4 counties wide, and that's it. We just happen to be right in the middle of it. And credit, you know, I mean, meteorologists get a lot of crap. And people say, well, it's a 50. It's not really science. It's 50-50. They nailed it. They got this one right on the money. We'll take line 4. You're on the air. Line 4, hello.
Hello, this is Jared.
Hi,
go ahead, buddy.
Hey, I'm actually just calling in to say that I've purposely been driving out in this weather for an hour on purpose.
Why?
I have a Jeep, and I have to pay for it. And it's a secondary vehicle just so I can get to work. And so I got off work early, and I'm just screwing around. To all the people that are having a tough time getting around, I'm sorry, but it feels good.
You're that guy in the truck.
In the Jeep.
Not necessarily. I'm on the far back roads where nobody can find me, but I'm just fishtailing and having a fun old time.
Okay, well, fishtail solo, but I'm glad you're having fun.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markson.
Happening now on KMBZ, the heaviest snow is all but over. More next. 3 o'clock in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. The heaviest snow has ended for Kansas City, but it's not gone yet. Channel 9 meteorologist Brian Busby says snow's in the forecast for a few more hours.
Still think there will be some leftover snow even during the evening drive, but the bulk of the heaviest should be cleared out by then.
The weather blamed for a lot of crashes all over the metro, and we've got interstates shut down. The exit from 670 eastbound to northbound I-35 is blocked downtown. I-70 westbound in Oak Grove remains closed from a deadly 15-car pileup. I-49 northbound at J Highway in Peculiar, I-35 southbound at Holt, Missouri, and 350 Highway eastbound at 435 are all shut down right now. As the snowfall starts to lighten up, plow drivers have their jobs cut out for them. Margo Johnson with MoDOT is warning drivers to just stay home if you can.
We need to have a clear path so we can clear the roadway. So if folks can stay home, that'll help us a great deal.
And crews are working 12-hour shifts and will continue to plow until all the roads are cleared. Not all congressional Republicans are on board with President Trump's state of emergency declaration today. Here's ABC's Ali Rogan.
The number of Senate Republicans who oppose the announcement is growing. Senator Tom Tillis, Republican of North Carolina, said in a statement that he does not believe a national emergency is the right solution to the nation's border security problems. Tillis said the declaration will not provide enough money for the president and that it will set a dangerous precedent for future Democratic presidents. Tillis even gave a few hypothetical examples, like a President Elizabeth Warren declaring a national emergency to, quote, shut down banks and take over the nation's financial institutions. Ali Rogan, ABC News, Washington.
A workplace shooting reported in Aurora, Illinois, outside of Chicago. This is happening at a manufacturing plant owned by Henry Pratt Company. Nearby schools are on lockdown. We are getting reports of multiple people injured. The families of two people who were killed in a boating accident on Lake of the Ozarks have now filed a lawsuit.
23-year-old Joseph Lamarck and 21-year-old Haley Hokenadel were killed in May of last year in a high-speed crash into a bluff in the dark of night. Also killed was Daniel Lewis, whose estate is listed as a defendant in the case. Another female victim was badly hurt. The other defendant is Hayden Frazier, who survived with moderate injuries and was the owner of the boat. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages, claiming Frazier entrusted Lewis to drive, knowing Lewis was intoxicated. The plaintiffs are alleging negligence on the part of Frazier and Lewis. Mark Lavoie, News 98.1 KMBZ.
We'll check traffic and weather together next. KMBZ traffic and weather together. Here's Jay Edwards.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.